Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. We talk all the time about referrals, our networks, partnerships, marketing in general. You've got to be able to attract. You've got to be able to educate your prospects. You've got to be able to find the people who are ready for a solution and get them to raise their hands. But there's something far more important than any of that, and it starts with you. So lots of people will talk about, oh, you need this funnel and you need to run webinars and you need to be able to do Facebook ads and you need to be able to go to networking events and you need to, and everyone's got an opinion on what you should do with your marketing. But before any of that, it has to come back to, how are you? How are you as a person? What's your mindset around your business, around working with clients? What are you actually trying to achieve? You see, so many businesses just simply go, hey, I'm in business. Sure, it might not be about the money. It might be about helping. But then that's about as far as they get in the overall thinking of, hey, I'm here to help, or I'm here to serve, or I'm here to be able to make sure that you get the result that you're looking for. And that's great, nice and noble. But really, when push comes to shove, will you do absolutely anything for your clients? Now, you might say, yeah, I would. But would you really? See, quite often, if I look back and I look at sort of the mistakes I see business owners make around this, it's like, well, I've got to get my marketing message right, or I've got to find the right channel. Or once I get clients, then that's great. I've got clients. I can work with them. I can help them. But it's about going to the next level. And today, that's really where I want to focus in on. What's the next level for you? There are some people listening who do this really well. There are other people who might not do it very well at all. There might be some people who have never even thought of this. But what sort of experience do you want your clients having? Because in the end, it's the experience that they have with you that turns them into walking, talking, ranting, raving billboards. And for me, that's the bottom line. That's the goal. Sure, we can get people good results. It still doesn't mean they're going to be a ranting, raving, talking, walking billboard for us. So how do we do that? There are other people you can get one result and they'll instantly turn into that for you. That's the joys of humans. But the thing I'm constantly thinking about is, what do we do? How do we improve? How do we get better? What do we need to put in place that turn people into a walking, talking, ranting, raving billboard? Because you can throw as much money as you want at various channels, various marketing. But still, in today's world, more so than ever, people will rely on other people's social proof. I don't know about you, but I don't know the last time that I actually listened to an ad and went, oh, good, I'm just going to go buy that right now. An ad might have created the awareness, but then from there, I'm going and looking at what other people are saying about it. When you think about all the different review sites, where you think about how easy it is to ask a question and get feedback on your social platforms pretty much instantly. When someone else that you know, you already like, you already have a little bit of trust in, says, yeah, I've used that, or I've gone there, I've done that, then that instantly gives it more credibility. Doesn't change. It doesn't change what you're selling. It doesn't change the service. It doesn't change who you are or anything else. But just because somebody else has mentioned it, it instantly has more credibility in that prospect's eyes. So really, before we even worry about any of our marketing, we need to get ourselves right to think, hey, I've got one objection here. Every time I get a client, my objection isn't just to get them the result. My objective is to be able to turn them into a walking, talking, ranting, raving billboard. Someone who's going to promote me, someone who's going to talk about me, someone who's going to share their experiences with the people they know, someone who's happy to jump onto their social platforms and say how great things were. So to be able to do that, you sort of need to ask yourself the question, what's your next level? You can have a great vision. You can have a great mission. You could be wanting to make great impact. But what's the next level that you need to do in the overall experience from a prospect to a client to a past client? There's three different stages. The before stage when they're a prospect, the during stage when they're a client, the after stage when they're a past client. Most people just don't even worry about the after stage. It's like, oh, well, you're finished with us. You're gone. And we've certainly been in that category before. But you've got a relationship with those people already. Why just throw that relationship out the window? Doesn't make any sense. By keeping that relationship, even if they're finished with you, they could still be out there talking about you. You could still be front of mind. You could still nurture them in the right way. And by doing that, who knows, they might even come back. And if they don't come back, that's fine. They might not need to come back, but they could at least still be promoting you and talking about you, being that billboard for you. So this is all about, how do you get somebody, not just the result, but how do you get them to want to be this walking, talking, ranting, raving billboard for you? What do you need to do? Now, to me, there's certainly things that you could put in place. Let's talk about that soon. But it starts with your thinking. Now, the majority of people in business, good people. Sure, they're there in business because business needs to make money. They want freedom. They want a particular lifestyle. They want security. They're tired of working for other people. And that's 100% the way it should be. But also the majority of people in business, they want to do good. They want to make an impact. They want to actually help. But this is about thinking a whole nother level again. Because you can help and you can be really successful and have a whole bunch of great clients that are really happy. But that's not helping you with the easiest, most effective marketing channel in the world. And that's just simply word of mouth and other people talking about you. You know yourself when you have an amazing experience. You tend to tell that story over and over and over and over again. I've got a handful of stories that I'm constantly telling through experiences. It makes it so much easier when a prospect can see how authentic you are around, hey, I really just care about you having an amazing experience with us. If you want to buy, great. If you don't, doesn't matter. There was an experience which I had over here in Sydney, walking into one of the Apple stores. And I hadn't been ever with Apple before. I had a Samsung phone. I had a PC computer. I walked in there, I really had no clue whatsoever, never used a Mac. They could have easily just looked at my forehead and said, which probably read, dummy, no idea, and sold me a whole bunch of stuff. I probably would have just bought it, had no clue. But instead, they spent a good 90 minutes showing me different things, explaining different things. Saying, actually, you don't actually even need this. That one would actually be better. And instead of probably getting me to spend $5,000, They were happy if I didn't spend a cent. Like, there's a good lesson there. Even if I didn't spend a cent, I still tell that story. Apple probably had sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff because I tell the story and people change from being Android or PC over to Apple. How do you ensure you're creating that in your business? That's a thought process. That's creating a culture. That's ensuring that your team understand that that's what's important. No point you just understanding it. Everyone in your organization needs to understand that your objective is to have a walking, talking, ranting, raving billboard. Whether they buy from us, whether they use us once, whether they're with us for 10 years, it doesn't matter. Now, for most businesses, that alone, it does matter. Because as soon as someone stops using you, our ego gets hurt. And we cut off the relationship. Or as soon as someone decides not to buy from us, our ego gets hurt. And we decide that we're not going to go after them anymore. And I use that term on purpose, go after. Because that's what we tend to do as business owners, which is the biggest mistake possible. So what we need to be changing in ourselves before we worry about what's our marketing message, what channels are we going to use, how are we going to nurture those people, all of those things that come after you getting your thinking right around this. How are you creating a culture, an experience? How are you becoming that person that prospects, your clients, after they finish being a client, want to rave about? How do you become that person? Because as you become that person, your business becomes so much more. Marketing is easy because you've got the best form of marketing taking place. And that's a whole bunch of walking billboards who are constantly talking about you. People are happy to be a walking billboard. You make someone feel a particular way, and they will easily be a walking billboard for you. So from here, what's your next level? Some people do this probably quite well. What's your next level? Some people probably never thought about this. What's your next level? No matter where you're at, I reckon we can always get better at it. So don't get caught up in you need a particular funnel, or you need a particular webinar, or you need a particular ad on a particular channel, or you need to go out and get seen on social platforms every single day with a video. Start off with, how am I going to be? How am I going to ensure that we have talking, walking, ranting, raving billboards? How am I going to ensure that my team, my organization, when someone comes across us, whether it's the first time or the 100th time, they walk away wanting to talk about us? How do we ensure that that happens? Because it's easy for it not to happen. Not because you don't want it to, but simply because life gets in the way. And we will need to make sure that it's a priority, because that's what allows you to grow a business through word of mouth. Hopefully that's been super helpful. Couple of things. If you're not part of our $1 million referral network, our free Facebook group, make sure you look in the show notes for the link, facebook.com/groups/Michael Griffiths. Make sure you get our latest guide, 100 clients in 12 months with no ad spend. www.100in12.com www.thebrainfarm.com. Wherever you happen to be listening to this, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Podbean, or any of our social platforms, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode coming to you every Monday morning here in Sydney Town. Till next time, guys, take care, and I'll talk to you real soon. See you later, all.